When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Russell in Council Bluffs has an idea.
Hello, Russell.
He says, Husker fans claim three midweek losses to Creighton isn't a true measure of relative team strength. Maybe the NCAA could help resolve the issue by placing both Nebraska and Creighton in the same weekend regional. Say it, Texas A&M, he says.
Oh, let's do that.
Now, they wouldn't play three, but it's funny because that would happen and one of them would be a two and one of them would be a three. And, you know, Nebraska would be the two and Creighton would be the three. And then the winner of that game would get Texas A&M. And then they would then that team would lose to Texas A&M. And then they'd have to play each other again after the team that lost the game played some crap team, NJIT or whatever, in the elimination game. And then by that time you're playing your third game in 3 days and you're going on to your fourth. Like, it basically kind of turns into a midweek. like I've said before, Creighton, if Nebraska and Creighton played a weekend series, Creighton would not win on Friday. I think they would win the other two or have a chance to win the other two, be in good shape to win the other two. But if they played like a seven game series, you know, Creighton would be like in good shape to win all, you know, depending on if you could bring your pitchers back and stuff like that. Like, Creighton is a team that if they make a regional, which seems unlikely, honestly, at this point, they could stave off elimination like six times, you know, be one of those type of teams that just is a pest because of the way that they kind of, you know, the way their pitching sets up.
You can't kill them.
That's what it's all about. Let's check in with Shedeur Sanders real quick. Heisman favorite Shedeur Sanders. Number one pick favorite Shedeur Sanders.
I don't think either of those things will happen.
He is the favorite, though. He is the favorite. There was a story on The Athletic this week by Max Olson. I want to talk to Max at some point, maybe this week, because he did a good job with the story. The question was, what happened to Deion Sanders' Colorado castoffs, revisiting a record-setting exodus? And basically, he talked to all these kids who were at Colorado, and Deion showed up, and he said, you no longer get to play here. Goodbye. In some cases, Deion actually never told them that.
Sure.
They just received the message in some way, shape, or form. So there was like a pull quote that The Athletic was putting out there, and it says this: Deion Sanders recommended Xavier Smith hit the portal like many others. He didn't. During spring practices, Smith felt more like an extra in the background of a reality show. Smith said, quote, I was actually getting mad, like tears coming to my eyes, because, bro, you never tried to get to know me. He was destroying guys' confidence and belief in themselves. The way he did it, it could have been done with a little bit more compassion. That was Xavier Smith, former Colorado Buffaloes, take on how Deion handled the entire thing. Shedeur Sanders hopped on Twitter yesterday, and he saw that pull quote in the graphic from The Athletic, and he had this to say in response.
He had all that downtime to tweet? He wasn't
in between
recruiting?
That and looking at his watch and recruiting. Okay. Yeah, he had time to hop on Twitter. It's amazing. He said, I own, which means I don't. I own.
Yeah, you say it out loud.
I don't even remember him, TBH. Bro had to be very mid at best. I'll tell you what, I do appreciate Colorado like being Colorado all the time. Like, this is who you are. You are Deion Sanders University. Is it all a bad look? Yeah, I mean, yes, it's a horrible look. But like, they are unapologetically Dion University.
I did sort of think in year two they would
back off that a little bit.
Back off a little bit, conform a little bit more. Like, okay, let's. We did that thing. Like, we made our mark. Let's keep our head down and press forward. And they have not. Also, I'm sure NFL GMs will love calling a teammate mid.
Would you draft a player that came from Colorado? You know, if he was on the was on the fence. You know, if it was like between him and what other guy, and you're like, yeah, these guys are the same, except for this guy went to Colorado and he was one of the Dion guys. I don't know. Maybe that's something to think about.
Maybe Shadur could have used one of those very mid offensive linemen who won a national championship at Iowa Western.
What I can't get at this point is seeing all of these stories and seeing all of these quotes and how people have been treated, even those that were the Louis, right? That were the prized gets,
right?
The first time around. Those guys being cast off and saying, hey, you got to look at what we lost. Like, what I can understand at this point is why anyone would go there, is why anyone would think about going there. Like, you got to be, you look at, like, did you do your research? Did you look at it? And did you say, yeah, I like the environment. I like the situation that I could go into.
He would never talk there. About me that way.
Yeah, that'll never happen to me. I guess that's the thing. So weird. Such a weird situation, totally odd case study. But go read Max's story, and we'll talk to him at some point. But, you know, it's a story about where these guys ended up and then also kind of how the news was delivered to them that they would no longer be welcome at Colorado. Somebody said on the text line, this is Aaron, he says, Coach Prime is now commenting on the comments, too.
Yes, that's the other thing I've seen today. There was a one of those very mid players who hit the transfer portal responded and said, like, I got more pass deflections than you or something. And
oh, yeah. Okay, let me see if I can trace this all the way back. Caleb Mathis, does that sound right? All right.
Sure.
I can't even tell what's going on here anymore. Burrell, you had 38 yards last year. Sharp trying to downplay somebody, and then they quoted his stats. And Coach Prime quoted it and said, Law Jesus. yeah, so that's what's going on at Colorado these days, most days, today being included. So
a lot of infighting, outfighting.
From the Equitable Bank inbox. See, the thing that I don't think they might be able to get good, they might be able to swindle like a couple good players into going there, and I think they probably will. They'll probably have a halfway decent like kind of front line.
Come here, get noticed.
How does it all come together and all that stuff is a question. But like you cannot win games at the Power 5 level if you don't keep players, if you don't have depth. You have, like, it's not just your top three guys. Your top three guys could be better than anybody else's top three guys, of which Colorado's aren't, by the way. But your top three guys could be better than anybody else's top three guys. It's only going to get you so far. You'll win a couple games just based off of that alone, and if you have it at the right position, I suppose. But it's not going to get you very far. You have to have, you have to be pretty clean, tied up, nice and tidy. 1-22 offense, defense, and probably a little beyond that. Look at how NFL teams, I mean, 53 players on their roster, and a lot of times it's not about who the best players are. It's about who's better top to bottom, 1-53.
Your depth of talent has to be able to withstand the inevitable injuries you're going to sustain.
Yeah. Matt writes in.
Hi, Matt.
He says, how's Warren Sapp a graduate assistant? This is for young men who want to go into coaching. This shows that they're not serious about education. That's a fair point. So it's down on the list for me in terms of complaints I have about Colorado. But, I mean, yeah, he's a GA. weird.
Got to start at the bottom, Connor.
Very odd. Very odd.
I guess it's do a story on Colorado week because Tom Fornelli has one.
Oh, who's he talking to?
Well, I guess...
You read Tom Fornelli, Josh?
No. This is from Chris Hummer. It has been tweeted out by Tom Fornelli. It's a story from CBSSports.com. Colorado facing another roster overhaul after losing 61% of last year's roster to the transfer portal.
It's just hard to replace that much. It's hard to replace that much in that short of time. And be good. They'll get players that maybe 1-to-1 are better, but it's not going to be enough, right?
All right, now we got to do the thing. But Colorado beat Nebraska last year.
If Nebraska loses to Colorado again this year, it's the most embarrassing thing that happens of all time. Yes, of course it is. Can't you tell how serious we are about this? Look at Josh's shirt.
I'm very serious.
He's extremely serious. Look at how serious he is. Uh-huh. He's wearing a Jurassic Park button-up.
If there was a potential new hire at 1620 The Zone, NRG Media Omaha, I would visit their home and say, hey, you need to come here. I don't care what manufacturer your luggage is.
I would welcome that person with open arms. Uh-huh. I would remember them.
I plan on making you better to the point where should you want Louis Vuitton luggage, you could buy it yourself.
Coming back, we'll talk to Mitch Sherman of The Athletic. Variety of different things to get to with him. Thoughts on the spring game and a look ahead for Nebraska football coming up on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.